Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford, who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Dent steals second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dent tags and scores. Essien tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Essien scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tom Bruno now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brohmer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Bill Stein pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive to left field. Bannister throws towards Brohmer. Brohmer fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brohmer. Mayberry scores. White goes all the way around to score. Patek moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive towards the mound. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 5-4, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett fires to first and has Wolford trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Wolford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bell takes first base on ball four. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Jim Essien. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ewing goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Bill Stein. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gura now pitching. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Brian Downing now catching. Alan Bannister now playing center field. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Dent who tags Otis for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. the White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 4 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez bunts between the mound and first base. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Potek steals third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.